This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley business owners and community leaders are preparing for the 32nd annual Chippewa Valley Rally event this month. Each year, Chambers of Commerce officials from Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Menominee organize teams to travel to Madison and meet with state lawmakers. Scott Rogers is the Senior Director of Governmental Affairs for the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and explained the goal of the annual event.
The Chippewa Valley Rally is a trip to Madison to talk about economic issues with our lawmakers and other policymakers that's been put on now for 32 years by the Chambers of Commerce in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Eau Claire. And what we do is we bring about 100 to 120 business and community leaders to Madison, visit with legislative offices, and talk about the economic issues in state government that affect the economy in our area.
Rogers also highlighted some pending legislation that would specifically address issues facing the Chippewa Valley, like healthcare access and a shortage of affordable housing.
One of the unusual things about this year is even though the legislature is getting close to adjournment, there are a lot of bills in a few key areas that are still pending, including several that would help improve housing supply and affordability, some bills that relate to EMS services and making hospital beds available.
The Chippewa Valley Rally will take place on Thursday, February 19th. Local residents interested in attending can register online with a $99 fee until Wednesday or a $110 fee after Wednesday. For an additional $35 fee, they can also take a round-trip charter bus to Madison and back for the one-day event. Residents who decide to stay in Madison can also get a discounted hotel rate if they reserve by February 8th. Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. If adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights, rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated the rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. A recent report from the American Lung Association found that Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. According to organization data, tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites each year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. High school students in Wisconsin also use tobacco at a higher rate than the national average. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. The state did receive a B grade in the final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Colfax Public Library officials say an anonymous donation has gotten them significantly closer to their fundraising goal for a new elevator. The anonymous donor agreed to match up to $40,000 of fundraising over the last year, during which time the library exceeded that goal and raised about $43,000. The library is hoping to raise a total of $300,000 for the elevator and apply for a community development block grant to cover the remaining cost. So far, they've raised a little less than $250,000. The Chippewa County Board has approved the creation of a new committee aimed at improving emergency medical services in the area. EMS services have been under incredible strain since the closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital nearly 2 years ago, with the next nearest hospital 20 minutes away in Eau Claire. The additional travel time has led to longer response times for ambulances, as well as more wear and tear on equipment. The new committee met for the first time on Thursday and plans to provide the full county board with a report and their recommendations in August. Eau Claire Police Department officials say they responded to a swatting incident at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus over the weekend. According to law enforcement authorities, the fraudulent emergency call came in at around 10:30 p.m. on Sunday. They responded to Governor's Hall, secured the area, and spoke with the students who had been the victims of the swatting call. Authorities determined that nobody had been hurt and there was no active threat at the campus, but will continue to investigate the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Residents can help by reporting any black bear dens they see while out and about to the DNR, especially during this time of year when cubs are being born. If you see a den, you should keep a safe distance, mark your coordinates, and take a picture if possible. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. A bill to limit what Wisconsin food share users can buy is heading to the Senate. The Assembly voted last week to seek a federal waiver to block the purchase of candy and soft drinks. Republicans say the goal is to improve public health. Opponents say it adds red tape and stigmatizes people using food benefits. New developments for an oil pipeline through northern Wisconsin. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The legal fight over Enbridge's proposed Line 5 reroute in northern Wisconsin is continuing. Just days after a state administrative law judge upheld a key Wisconsin DNR permit for the project, the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa has filed a petition for judicial review in Iron County Circuit Court. The tribe is also asking the court to immediately pause any construction while the case moves forward. The proposed project would move the pipeline off the reservation and onto a new 41-mile corridor in Ashland County, crossing roughly 186 waterways and more than 100 acres of wetlands. In a statement, Tribal Chair Elizabeth Arbuckle says the Bad River watershed is the tribe's homeland and not an oil pipeline corridor. Attorneys with Earth Justice argue the permit ignores key environmental risks and could threaten treaty-protected resources like wild rice and fish in the Kakagan Bad River sloughs. Enbridge maintains the reroute is the safest long-term solution and says the state's environmental review was thorough. Construction remains on hold pending final federal approval as the case now heads to circuit court. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
State lawmakers have finally reached a deal to start using more than $130 million to fight PFAS pollution. The Assembly approved the plan unanimously after negotiating how to treat property owners who didn't cause the contamination. The package creates new grant programs to help communities clean up chemicals. The bills now move to the Senate, and Governor Evers says he is on board. A Wisconsin environmental advocacy group is suing the Environmental Protection Agency, saying that the EPA broke the law when it rolled back key climate protections. Clean Wisconsin joined a national coalition in filing the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., arguing that the EPA is failing to protect people from car and truck pollution that they say drives climate change. Clean Wisconsin claims the state is already seeing more severe weather, rising health threats, and worsening air quality. The EPA has not yet commented on the suit. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state following his final State of the State address. Last week, he was in Eau Claire, where Civic Media's James Kelly caught up with him.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited North High School in Eau Claire on Wednesday following his final State of the State speech. Governor Evers highlighted his priorities for his final year as governor during the visit, specifically addressing funding issues that have forced school districts to propose ballot referendums just to maintain their current operations.
School districts going to referenda every other year for just general stuff. That's not right, and it's not that they're overspending. They're responding to the needs of kids, and I think we need to do some things there too, especially in equalization aid.
Governor Evers also called on the state legislature to continue negotiations on additional state funding for special education and noted that he does not support a Republican-introduced plan to send out one-time rebate checks to taxpayers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The plan to keep Wisconsin Eye on the air a little longer got the green light in the Wisconsin Senate. The plan allocates almost $600,000 to the Public Affairs Television Agency over the next year. The financing is a stopgap to help WisEye while it hunts for more long-term funding solution. Lawmakers approved it by a voice vote. The bill now heads to the Assembly, which has its own idea using an endowment instead of direct cash. While last week saw Governor Tony Evers deliver the State of the State address, earlier this month, Nicole Boyd, chairwoman of the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians, gave the Wisconsin State of the Tribes address. The Dairyland Patriot reports that she covered issues ranging from protecting the state's natural resources, healthcare access, gun control, and online gaming, to combating the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. While Boyd praised Governor Evers' willingness to acknowledge the seriousness of that issue, she said more must be done.
The new Office of Violence Prevention, committees, and task force are not enough. We must improve our policies. We must invest the resources needed to prevent violent crimes against women and children.
Boyd also pushed back against federal agencies during her address, calling out the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, saying that tribal leaders have had to work to shield their members from the disruptions that these agencies have caused. Read more on this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Upon further review,
hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA.
The Milwaukee Bucks reviewed the tape of their loss at home to the Toronto Raptors Sunday. Doc Rivers wants his players to spread out, share the ball. So what did they learn?
It's a good lesson for us, especially for our young guards. They got into them, and then instead of just playing right and playing the same way, it made them go one-on-one back at them. And the game turned into a one-on-one game. We're just not good enough to play that way.
The Bucks host the Miami Heat tonight. Baseball, Brandon Woodruff is back in the Brewer Clubhouse.
And anytime you have the type of surgery that I've had, it's a tough deal. If I sit back and look at what I did last year, I'd be really proud of that. Getting back on the Major League mound after a potentially career-ending injury, and thankfully I was able to perform.
NFL, we're at the Scouting Combine. We're over 300 players, including two from the Wisconsin Badgers, undergoing physical exams and preparing to show off their speed and agility. From Indianapolis, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with a little light snow today. We'll get maybe a half inch or less in spots. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s midday, and then temps will drop later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper single digits to low teens. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.